Hello, my name is Tu from Tu's Garden. My farm is in Acacia Hills, and we are gearing up for the fabulous mango seasons, and you listen to Country Hour.
The mango season is really starting to heat up, with more than 100,000 trays picked and packed in the territory last week. Sarah Hain from the Australian Mango Industry Association says as the numbers rise, consumers will start to see mangoes popping up in their major supermarkets.
Yeah, so we'll definitely see some more volumes coming into supermarkets soon. We've had good feedback so far from the markets down south that the early mangoes have been tasting pretty good, but there has been some issues with the fruit not degreening when it's ripening. So that could be an indication of seasonal conditions or potentially a little bit too much nitrogen that the trees were receiving when they were growing the fruit. But, yeah, we will continue to see the volumes rise over the next couple of weeks.
At the moment, Territory Mangoes, what markets are they heading to?
So obviously we have our traditional large markets along the eastern seaboard, so volumes going into Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne, and also have a bit of fruit going down into Adelaide as well.
And prices, roughly, what are they doing?
Yeah, so obviously it's always variable depending on, you know, where it's sending and also the grower themselves. But we're still seeing relatively good prices for premium fruit, and I think that will continue throughout the season, particularly with the Kensington prices, as there will be a reduced volume of those this season. So at the moment for KPs, we're looking anywhere from $40 to $80 for premium trays.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, and class one sort of, class two's down around that $30, but obviously that might not be representative of what some growers are receiving at this stage.
Yeah. So what are you hearing about the quality? How many class ones and premiums are growers delivering at the moment?
Yeah, so the last couple of weeks we've been sitting just over sort of 60% premium for the crop, but particularly with this wind that has caused a bit of external damage, sort of a bit of rub on some of the fruit, so that may impact some of that. But other than that, yeah, 60% is looking to continue for the next couple of weeks. We are keeping an eye on the percentage, because as we get a growing number of second class fruit, it can also drag down the price of premiums in the market as well.
Yep.
So, yeah, just keeping an eye on that. And, you know, it may get to the stage where growers need to consider, you know, the amount of class twos that they're sending into the market as well.
The crop forecast is now out for the Katherine region and also for Kununurra there in the Kimberley. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so Katherine and Kununurra are experiencing pretty similar conditions to Darwin. It's hot, it's dry, it's windy. They had that late flowering as well. So Katherine, we're still waiting to see if that's going to eventuate, but Kununurra, that latest flowering that sort of happened in August, look like it's going to come to much. So at this stage, we're looking at 155,000 trays for Kununurra and 1.8 million trays for Katherine for the season.
And so where does that put Katherine in, you know, terms of the last few years?
Yeah, so obviously that's the initial forecast, and that might be adjusted throughout the season. But I think last year, Katherine finished up at about 1.5 or 6 million trays. And the season before, I think it was sitting on about 1.9 or 2 million trays. So the KPs are probably down in the region, but some of the PBR varieties such as Calypso and Honey Gold are looking pretty positive at the moment.
So before I let you go, Sarah, a tip for growers?
Yeah, so I guess at the moment, we're really just waiting to see what the rain is doing. So it's really just a matter of growers keeping their forecasts updated if they're losing fruit through through the wind. But as they start picking, growers will get a bit of a better idea about what sort of volumes they're going to have for this season.
Yeah, Darwin might see its first thunderstorm this weekend, apparently.
Yes, I did hear that. So, yeah, that would definitely keep people on their toes.
Have a good week, Sarah. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks very much, Matt.